Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Hashtag 6 days to 21. I don't know. Now that we're in the final week of that, I'm going to be doing that just about every day from tomorrow into the next week until Wednesday, July 22nd, when I turn 21. But for now, this is FCU and Wally on MSU Radio. I'm FCU, and as always, joining me is Wally, a.k.a. Casey Wallace. How you doing today, Casey?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Cool. I'm doing all right. So, I don't know. I know last night, you and I were both on the Andrew Powell show. And while we were on the show, this guy named Mark, I think his name was, I don't know who he was. He,
the producer.
Right. Actually, yeah, okay, I know him. I'm new. I just met this guy. So he sounded pretty cool, though. I talked to him via Twitter as well. He's awesome. Nice guy. He let us know, basically, some of the awards that went down last night at the ESPYs, because nobody really watched the ESPYs. I know I didn't.
I didn't watch the ESPYs.
But I do have a list of some of the awards that I found, like, oh, you know, most prize there, and, you know, maybe we could talk a little bit about some of these. Starting off the best play. Best play, the ESPY for the best play goes to who else but Odell Beckham Jr. for his one-handed grab against my Dallas Cowboys week 14 or something like that. And, yeah, so...
No
surprise there. But OBJ has said that he feels that catch has overshadowed his success other than that catch. And I can see that because he's done more than just a one-handed catch. He's done a lot more than that for the Giants. So one catch doesn't defy a career. Best team, the U.S. Women's National Team. I know there's a lot of controversy whether it should be the Women's National Team, the Warriors, the Patriots. Well, I'm going to put that in the conversation. The Patriots are not the best team because they cheated, basically. Again, it didn't have anything to do with their win, but they cheated, so they didn't deserve the ESPY.
I would say, for me, it would, you know, like, I was happy that the U.S. Women's National Team won just because of how much attention they drew to that sport and just, like, totally engaged, like, most of the country into a sport that not all of us would necessarily watch that often, but really just kind of, like, made the country kind of fall in love with them. And kind of, I mean, the same thing can be said for the Warriors, but, you know, the Warriors were being watched regardless, you know, throughout the year. I mean, that was, you know, they were popular and everything, but plus, you know, it's a huge event that only comes every 4 years. It's been 16 years since they won, so I'm cool with the women's team winning for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm awesome with that because not only is this, you know, 4 years, but the hype going up to this game against Japan was so huge.
Yeah.
And now it's been, what, almost 2 weeks now. We're still celebrating the Women's World Cup winning.
Yeah.
You know? So congratulations to the Women's National Team, winning the best team at the ESPYs last night. While the Warriors didn't win the best team, one of their players did win an award. Steph Curry was named the best male athlete. Now that is controversy right there. I do not know if I would give it I would personally not give it to Steph Curry. I don't know because there seems like there's so many good players and I don't feel like he's the best. Like, yeah, he shot 73 threes, probably more over the course of the season. Congratulations to that. Awesome. But I feel like there's better.
Well, who do you think should have won?
I feel like maybe LeBron should have won it because he is an amazing guy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He fought very hard in the finals by himself because Kyrie got injured game one and then Kevin got injured in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel that maybe LeBron worked harder than Steph because from what I know, Steph, all he did was shoot threes and, you know, that's, you know, LeBron drove the
He's
ball.
He's also a great ball handler, too, though.
I've seen a lot of threes from Steph Curry. I think that LeBron probably should have gotten that award. But Steph Curry, it's a good time to be Steph Curry right now. Win the awards, win the championships. Good. Just gotta give a congratulations to him. Great guy.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I can totally make the case for LeBron James too. But you know, I was actually a little bit surprised there was Steph that won and everything. You know, just because he didn't win NBA Finals MVP, which you know people, you know, that's debatable and everything. You know, between him and Iguodala and stuff. So,
right.
I mean, obviously he was league MVP, which I felt was, you know, the correct choice based on the season, you know, in and of itself. But, you know, I was a little surprised by that. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody loves Steph Curry and everything, and, you know, he's a great guy and all that stuff. We all know that. But best male athlete, like, I probably, you know, agree with you on the whole LeBron thing. LeBron did win an award, though, if you want to segue into that.
He won an award for the
best championship
performance. He deserves the way he played.
I know.
By himself.
I know.
Like, you know, we say this all the time. LeBron is the Cavs. So him winning that award, amazing. As far as the NBA Finals MVP, LeBron didn't deserve because he didn't win. Iguodala didn't deserve because he barely played. I would give it to Curry. I would definitely give it to NBA Finals MVP to Curry. But LeBron did win the best championship performance. Happy to hear that. Caitlyn Jenner took the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Congratulations to Caitlyn Jenner. I'm not getting into that because,
it's hard talk.
I got a lot of, it's just, you know, it's a lot going on with that. Lauryn Hill's parents accepted her SB because, you know, she's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Lauryn Hill. Lost her long battle with cancer. Devin Stills, Bengals.
That was amazing.
Player, he took his daughter's SB on behalf of her. She even sent her own video in. I didn't see the video, but I do know that. She sent her own message to the people of the ESPYs.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I watched and it was, you could see like everybody in the whole video like that they did, you know, before Devin came up and everything to accept the award was just incredible. I mean, like, I don't care, like, if your heart's like dead or whatever, it still would make you feel something. Like, it was, I mean, you looked around the crowd, you know, people were, you know, tearing up, crying, you know, male athletes and everything, and it was just really touching because it was the relationship between, you know, father and daughter, and just and then when he was up there, he was saying how strong, like, she made him and how much life she's had to go through more so than he has, you know, and everything, and it was really touching the way he spoke about it, and, you know, really, you know, got to every... You know, really got to everybody, and it was, and she's so adorable.
It was nice. One reason to love the ESPYs. Very emotional time. But it's a good emotional time.
Right.
So just to run through the rest of this, Jeter won the Icon Award. Mike Trout won the best baseball player. Gronk won comeback player of the year. It's a great time to be Gronk, by the way. Cruise ship, writing a book, winning ESPYs. Monet Davis won the breakout athlete. That's been controversy as well because people think maybe somebody else should have won it. I don't remember the names of people that should have won it, but Monet Davis, she's done a lot the past, you know, few months.
Oh, yeah.
I would give that to her. Playing baseball, she played in the celebrity basketball game. I remember she made a move against Kevin Hart where she, like, juked him or something and made a basket.
Oh.
Monet Davis. And the one I want to get to is Ronda Rousey. She won two awards last night. She won the best female athlete, but that's not the most important one. The important one is after she won the best fighter, she called out Floyd Mayweather. And she said, "I wonder how Floyd feels being beat by a woman." And everyone was just like, "Oh my God, Ronda Rousey making big, you know, big talk."
And she got a lot of praise for it, though. Like, I mean, of, like, people, like, notable people in sports and everything on Twitter were, like, you know, applauding her for saying it. And, you know, obviously it's controversial, but, I mean, if you heard Ronda interviewed before, I mean, she's just going to say what's on her mind. Like, she doesn't give, you know, two bleeps. She's going to say it. And I personally didn't have a problem with her saying it. and just because of what a bad guy Floyd Mayweather is, and, you know, that's just how I feel about it, but, yeah, it was pretty ballsy of her to do that, so.
It was. I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the only sad thing is that we will probably never ever see her actually fight Floyd Mayweather because of,
no.
You know, the rules of we don't want men fighting women, all that good stuff.
Right, yeah.
But it was another emotional ESPYs. It was like last year when Stuart Scott made his speech with "When you die, you don't lose to cancer. You beat cancer by the way you live, why you live, and you know all that good stuff." And then last night, Devin Still talking on the behalf of his daughter Leia. That was very nice.
Mm-hmm. And another award that wasn't on the show itself, but it was before the show. My boy Aaron Rodgers won Best NFL Player, and it was in the pre-show, and Brett Favre presented him the award in the pre-show, so that was kind of cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah, and it was kind of like in a goofy way, like Brett Favre pulled the award out of, like they're sitting at one of those, you know, tables, like where they got the two hosts, like in the middle, and then Brett Favre's on one end, Aaron Rodgers on the other, and like, you know, they're kind of talking, and they're like, Brett's got something for you, Aaron. And Aaron's just like, what? And so Brett, like, pulls out of a duffel bag the award and kind of, like, fumbles over to Aaron and almost falls down, I think. And, like, you know, hands the award and Aaron's like, is this supposed to happen now or what? Like, and so, yeah.
Wow.
That was a cool moment, you know.
That sounds awesome, being handed down.
Mm-hmm.
At first he hands down the quarterback throughout to Aaron Rodgers, now hands down an ESPY.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
So that's it for our ESPYs talk. We hope you guys enjoyed it last night. I didn't watch it because, you know, I don't really care for the ESPYs. It's kind of like the Oscars and Grammys and Academy Awards. I don't watch that stuff. We're coming back.
I don't
back
watch those either.
Sorry.
I said I don't watch those. I don't watch the other award shows either, but I guess I watch the ESPYs just because it's, you know, it's about sports and everything and stuff. So that's why it's a little different to me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I watched the day after. I watched for any emotional speeches because after Stuart Scott's, that's the only thing I'm looking for is emotional speeches. So we're coming back. We're going to talk top 32 quarterbacks. We're going to go through this list, and there's a lot of controversy in this one I'm looking at right now. It's SG and Wally on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSO Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what this show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be
there. Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Now, we're a little late on this, but Casey and I are finally going to go over this top 32 quarterback list from Peter King, the Mighty Mighty Quarterback from Sports Illustrated. So we're going to get started right now. We're going to start at number 32, Matt Cassel, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Remember, nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. So Matt Cassel is the worst quarterback in the league. But the quarterback competition in Buffalo, it's him. There's E.J. Manuel, and there's Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting Tyrod Taylor if I'm Rex Ryan. That's the only way I'm succeeding. That's the way I see it. 31 has brought up a lot of controversy. RG3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. There's no way he's 31. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah. There's so many. I mean, like, even if you start looking further down the list, like, there's so many people you would put, put him ahead of. Like, it's crazy. I mean, especially, if you think about, like, Josh McCown, obviously. Even if you switch Josh McCown with Johnny Manziel, I would put, for the Browns, I would put, Griffin ahead of them. Brian Hoyer, same thing. There's, like, at least four or five guys, at the very least, that you would put Robert Griffin third ahead of. I mean, I know he's having trouble, but he's
right.
So a good athlete and has
mm-hmm.
potential. I just think he needs to simmer, build up his confidence and all that stuff. So,
there's no reason for him being 31. Number 30, we have Marcus Mariota, quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. That's a pretty good list. I mean, that's pretty good since he's not even,
he's not even signed yet.
He's the only first round quarterback not to be signed by the Tennessee. Why is it that he's not signed yet? I don't understand that.
There's this whole thing on his, like, in his contract that's like an offset clause, and basically the Titans won't budge on, taking that out of there. And then the offset clause allows the team to recapture any guaranteed money if the player is released and signs with another team. Therefore, if there was no offset clause, that would allow Mariota to double dip, per se, and like receive money from another team as well as the Titans at the same time. Should he not play out his deal, so that it's part of their like team culture or whatever that they won't, remove that clause from any contract, like with any of their players. So that's what's holding it up.
Huh.
I don't know if he's got, like, other plans, you know, like, in the future to maybe go see his buddy Chip Kelly or what, but, yeah.
I don't know, but if they want him to start week one, he better sign a contract soon.
Right, yeah.
So you said...
But then I just stuck with your boy Mettenberger.
All right. So you said that RG3, there's no way RG3 should be below Brian Hoyer, and I agree with that. And at 29, did I say Brian? I meant Josh McCown, not Brian Hoyer. 29, we have Josh McCown at the Cleveland Browns. He should be, like, the last. He should not be the last. He's, like, the worst quarterback on the list.
Yeah, he's having a tough
20, 27, we have Geno Smith at the Jets. Another one, way too high. 26, James Winston at the Bucks. 26, really? I don't know. Because, you know, a first overall pick, he should be higher in this list. 25, Blake Bortles, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he's only at 25 because of the team he's on. If he goes to a different team, he's definitely a better quarterback than the Jaguars presume him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles is 24 with the Rams. If he was with the Eagles, he'd be higher.
True.
Teddy Bridgewater, 23.
I think he should be.
I don't agree with that.
I think he's too far back on this because he did do some good things last year and he really does. He does have, you know, potential and upside to him and everything. And I think, yeah, he should, you know, have the higher on the list as far, you know, because he's a better quarterback, I think, than 23 necessarily.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
You got Sam Bradford coming up next, who's like injury prone nonstop. And so definitely Bridgewater should be ahead of him and probably Kaepernick, I would say, even.
Yeah, you got it right. 22, Sam Bradford, the Eagles. Bridgewater belongs at higher than 23, especially after winning Rookie of the Year last season. But, yeah, 22, Sam Bradford, the Eagles. 21, Colin Kaepernick, the Niners. He definitely goes to go higher. Andy Dalton, 20. He hasn't won a playoff game. Why is he at 20? He should be lower than that. 19, Derek Carr. He's better than a lot of these quarterbacks that I'm looking at right now. He should be hired. He was a great, like Blake Bortles. Great quarterback, bad team. Put him on a different team, he's a great quarterback. 18, Alex Smith at the Chiefs. That seems fair.
Hasn't thrown a touchdown to a wide receiver yet.
Not last season, but he has done it.
No, I know,
Yeah, but hopefully this season coming, he'll do that. 17, Jay Cutler with the Bears. No way. Jake Cutler's a terrible quarterback. Put him back in Denver, maybe he'd be 17. And Peyton Manning's back in Indy. But in Chicago, no way. No way. 16, Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers. I don't know. About that's that big deal he signed. I wouldn't put him at 16. I'd put him higher than that.
Right.
15, Ryan Tannehill. Oh, go ahead. You finish.
No, I was saying, you know, obviously, you know, he's got your elite, you know, if you want to use that word, quarterbacks, you know, your Rodgers, you know, your Brady, your Drew Brees, those type of quarterbacks. And then, you know, like second tier, I would put Cam Newton in. And, you know, that would be, like, I think he, you know, would be in, like, top 12 or, you know, top 10 possibly.
Right. Yeah.
So,
put him top 10 at least.
15, yeah, he's an incredible athlete.
Miami. Yeah, he is. 15, Ryan Tannehill, the Dolphins, that seems like a fair spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Palmer, 14. I wouldn't put him there. I put him lower just because of his injury last season, tearing his ACL, missing most of the season. But he's planning on a comeback, so we'll see what happens with the Cardinals. Matthew Stafford, 13. I don't know about that. I think he should go higher.
Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's good. There's, like I said, I put him in that, like, second-tier category and everything, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson at 12? Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was a controversial one, too.
This is must be some good quarterbacks in Russell Wilson, the runner-up in the Super Bowl at 12. And the guy in front of him, 11, Eli Manning, the Giants. There's no way that Eli Manning should be above Russell Westbrook on this list. There's no way. Number 10, Tony Romo. Great pick, just because. 9, we have Matt Ryan at the Falcons. That's pretty fair.
I would have put Romo ahead of Ryan, though.
Yeah, I guess. But Ryan did a lot better than Romo did when he started. Ryan had a better start than Romo in his career. So I think this probably what this list is about. 8, Joe Flacco. Definitely perfect. right above Brett Matt Ryan. That's where I would put him as well. Drew Brees at 7. I'd say the last season, the Saints had a bad season last season. I don't know if I would put him at 7.
Yeah.
Maybe a little lower. Phillip Rivers at 6. Now he definitely belongs at 6. After that comeback against San Francisco, with a trail by 21 at the half. So those kind of games that put you on high on a list like this. And now we're at the top 5. Ben Roethlisberger, number 5, Steelers. Again, another bad season. He belongs to the top 10. Maybe not the top 5.
He's pretty damn good, though. I mean, he's... I think he, number 5 is... I'm okay with that. Like, and I hate the Steelers. But I respect him as a quarterback. And,
right.
You know, he's... I think he's top 5 worthy. In my opinion,
I guess, but I don't know. I don't think after last season, I don't think he belongs top 5. Number 4, Peyton Manning, the Broncos, took perfect fit because of the top 3 in front of him. Andrew Luck at 3. Great quarterback, obviously has proven that in his 3 years in Indy. Number 2 is your Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
No surprise there,
Aaron
Rodgers. Let's see, how many times did he win MVP? Like twice, 3 times?
You said MVP, right?
Yeah, NFL MVP, not Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think twice is what I'm pretty sure it's twice.
Two-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP as well. Number 2,
right.
And obviously number 1, Tom Brady, because he's the Joe Montana of the era. 4 Super Bowl titles, breaking records like nobody's business. So definitely, no doubt, Tom Brady belongs to number 1.
Mm.
So that's the top 32 quarterbacks for Peter King of Sports Illustrated, the Monday Morning Quarterback. Very controversial list, definitely. But, you know, I was thinking last night about the roster, the NBA, 15-guy roster.
Yeah, we were talking, you know, back and forth and stuff, and you asked me if, like, you know, I knew what the situation was with third man and whatnot. And I had seen something yesterday. It was after the Heat Summer League game, and, you know, they lost and everything to the Hawks. And Ennis was interviewed and kind of just really seemed like really dejected and just down on himself. Like he said, basically, like, clearly I'm, you know, underperforming and, you know, not, you know, living up to, you know, what the team standards are or whatever. And part of the significance of that is that he's one of the last 4 players that don't have guaranteed deals. Now, Whiteside is one of those players, but obviously he's not, you know, on the squad. The other 2 are Tyler Johnson and Henry Walker. Tyler Johnson had, before he got, you know, had to broke his jaw and everything in summer league, he, you know, was looking pretty good at his position and everything and at shooting guard and, you know, doing a little of the point stuff. But so he was showing a lot of promise. Walker wasn't doing much and, you know, he would probably obviously be the first to go. But there's only really like one or 2 spots left for sure. And it's just, you know, he's a good teammate. He's a really good guy. And that's the thing. Like,
right.
That's kind of where it went into is because it sucks that you have to lose a guy, you know, because of the 15 spot, you know, constraints, you have to lose
right.
a guy who's a good teammate and, you know, good morale builder for the team and everything. And has potential to just go into a rough time right now that, you know, you got to cut him or, you know, and everything. So, we were kind of talking about, like, how, you know, maybe they should have let a team have, or I was suggesting that, like, if I could have it my way, I would like the team to be able to have 20 roster spots. You know, some people may think I'm crazy.
I was gonna ask you,
but,
real fast,
yeah.
What would you do if there was, if you were a coach, what would you do if there was a 20-man roster? Really fast.
Well, to me, it would give you, like, more ability to develop players, other additional players, and then you'd have more depth and backup in case of injuries, et cetera. And, you know, it gives you more options to work with and, like, more pieces to move around in different scenarios and everything. And
right.
like I said, I mean, it's important to have that injury backup and, you know, good quality backup or alternative players. So,
right.
yeah, that's basically kind of the gist of it, but...
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So this has been SC and Wally. I want to thank you for being on. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap the three.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.